Welcome to another episode of the Devi Analytics here at Devi Marketplace. We got our guy, Michael Nelson, at Analytics on the Twitter box, and he's going to break down some of these players that you need to be looking at, not only for C2C leagues, but especially for your rookie drafts, so you have a better idea of how these guys break down numbers-wise. So my guy Nelly will break into that, and let's turn it over to him, because you don't want to listen to me talk about numbers. You want to hear him talk about numbers. So take it away.
Yeah, thanks, Kane. Let's start digging into those numbers that you were talking about. I'm going to start at the quarterback position, and the first guy I'm going to talk about is Kenny Pickett at Pittsburgh. I believe he's a fifth-year senior. He's 2022 eligible, and he's been getting a lot of buzz lately, and for good reason. His metrics this season so far are fantastic. He's at over 12 adjusted yards per attempt and has a quarterback rating of 195. So those numbers are out of this world. Those are high indicators of round one draft capital. Now, he's played some light competition, and that has led to the efficiency. So we'll see if he keeps it up against better ACC competition. But I think if he continues that, he has very, very good potential to be a first-round draft pick. And for fantasy purposes, he has over a 15% rush market share at Pitt. So that adds to his ceiling, the fact that he can add some rushing production. The next guy I wanted to talk about is KJ Jefferson at Arkansas. He's a third-year guy. He's a junior. So that makes him 22 eligible, but he might end up being a 23 guy because this is his first year as a full-time starter. He kind of flashed last year in one game. He came in and started when the starter was hurt, and he put up really good numbers, threw a lot of balls to Treylon Burks, which is generally a recipe for success. But he's built on that this year, and his metrics are, again, very, very good. His adjusted yards per attempt is 10.1. His college quarterback rating is 163, and he's providing over 20% of the rushing contributions at Arkansas. So that's huge. He's toolsy, and he reminds me a little bit of Cam Newton. Now, I'm not going to compliment Cam Newton because there's only one Cam Newton, but that's kind of the vibe you get when you watch him play. Now, the main thing leading to his efficiency so far this year was a lack of volume, but his past game against Ole Miss, he had to try and keep up with the Ole Miss scoring. He threw for 300 yards and 3 touchdowns through the air and added another 80 and 3 on the ground. So he showed that he could continue to produce at a high level even when the volume improves. So look for him to continue this production in the SEC, and his stock will shoot up. Last quarterback I wanted to talk about is C.J. Stroud, the starter at Ohio State. Now, he started the year off pretty shaky, but he's been great since then, and his metrics are nuts. He has 12.25 adjusted yards per attempt and a 191 quarterback rating. He's an athletic guy, but he hasn't run the ball much, so I'd like to see that increase, but at least it's positive. He's rushing for more than he's getting sacked. It's at 1%. He seems to have become the stable starter there. There's no more QB controversy talk. And for me, he's up to quarterback 2 in the 2023 class because of the fact that he's balling out at Ohio State. And there really isn't that much competition outside of Bryce Young. All right, now let's get into some running backs. I have two names for you tonight. The first one is Zach Evans. Now, Zach Evans was a former 5-star recruit who had some off-the-field issues that led to him dropping a little bit, but he seems to have settled in at TCU and is showing just how talented he is. His efficiency is off the charts. He's rushing for over 8 yards a clip every carry, and every reception he's averaging 13.6 yards. So that efficiency level is almost unheard of in college. Additionally, his rush market share, TCU's 50%. His rushing dominator is 27%, which are both good numbers. I mean, he's commanding a large share of the production at TCU as a whole. He's moved up to running back 2 for me in the talented 2023 class, and he absolutely has the talent and the potential to be a first-round draft pick in the NFL. My favorite part of his game is his receiving production and just how efficient he is with those receptions. The other running back I wanted to touch on is Alt McCaskill at Houston. He's a true freshman, right? And he's playing at a Power 5 school. So you might be questioning, well, does he have NFL potential? And to that, I'd say potentially. He had offers from Bama and Arkansas, but he seemed to want to stay in Texas and play right away, and it seems to have paid off. He's a 6'1", 200 pounds, so he's got good size. And he has some speed, not just from watching him, but he ran a 10.9 meter dash in high school. So that's a pretty good number, and that translates to the field when you watch him play. He's had a couple break-off runs this year, and you can see he's distancing himself from the defenders. So like I said, I think he can be an NFL guy, and his college production is going to be fantastic along the way. So I'd be buying his stock. All right, now let's move on to the wide receivers. Now, the first guy I wanted to talk about is someone who's been a little bit quieter this year than he was in the offseason, and that's Zay Flowers at Boston College. He has a phenomenal metrics profile, but he's gone under the radar this season, especially since the Jerkovic injury at Boston College, because the volume is just so small. But he's kept up the market share values that we'd like to see. He's still commanding a lot of that offense. He has 2.65 yards per team pass attempt and a 31% dominator on the year. So those are both above the thresholds that you look for when you're age adjusting. If he declares this year and he gets draft capital, he could be as high as Q2 in 2022 for me. Now, I just question that draft capital because of the fact that he's a little bit lower profile. But this season, combined with his massive sophomore year where he had 30% weighted dominator and 2.29 yards per team pass attempt, his metrics are off the chart. Next guy is Jordan Addison at Pitt. He's 2023 eligible. He's a true sophomore this year, and his numbers are phenomenal. Teaming up with Kenny Pickett, he's got over a 30 weighted dominator, and he's at 2.78 yards per team pass attempt. He has the requisite size and is rising up my 2023 ranks, which are wide open beyond Butte. Now, playing at Pitt gives me worries about his draft capital, but he ran a 4.5 in high school, so you would expect for him to improve on that. And an improvement on a 4.5 is a nice number that you would like to see. And he was a 4-star recruit, so he's relatively well known despite being at Pitt. So he's a guy that I have higher than I think most people have, because he's producing. His freshman year, he had a 25% weighted dom and 1.5 yards per team pass attempt. So he's done everything that you would want him to do. Next wide receiver is Jackson Smith and Jigba at Ohio State. Now, he's quietly, and I say that with quotations around it, he's quietly exploding in that OSU offense relative to Olave and Garrett Wilson this year. Despite the low weighted dominator this year of 20%, his yards per team pass attempt is above the threshold for the second year. You look for at least two, and he's at 2.35. So essentially the reason why that's happening is the offense is so good, so he only has a certain percent of it, but he's still very, very efficient on his touches. He's a former 5-star recruit, so the pedigree is absolutely there. And I could see him climbing as high as the wide receiver 2 in the 2023 class that I just talked about. Because once Olave and Garrett Wilson are gone, he's going to have a massive year next year. And his stock is just going to continue to rise. All right, so the last two guys I wanted to talk about are two true freshmen who are in the midst of a slight breakout. Now, the freshmen this year have been pretty quiet, and I think that's in large part due to the fact that college football is just so stacked right now because players have gone back because of extra years of eligibility with COVID. So it's been a relatively quiet year outside of Xavier Worthy at Texas. But the first guy I wanted to talk about is Adonai Mitchell at Georgia. He's second in the country among freshmen for yards per team pass attempt, and he's fourth in weighted dom among Power 5 schools. He's the second or third best receiver on the best team in the country in Georgia. So the fact that he's not only seeing the field, but he's producing is pretty massive. It means that the talent's there, and he's got to be up there right now in your 2024 rankings. And he's someone you might want to buy into before stock rises after a bigger breakout. The other freshman is Dejon Stribling at Washington State. He's third in the country among freshmen for yards per team pass attempt, second in weighted DOM. Now, Washington State has a very pass-heavy offense, so there's a lot of production all around, but he's held his own. He has a 16% weighted DOM, and his yards per team pass attempt is 1.11. So the weighted DOM is pass threshold you look for, which is around 15%, but we would like to see that yards per team pass attempt go up a little bit. A huge frame. He's 6'2", 202 as a freshman, so that's good to see. He's pretty athletic, and the past few weeks have been his most productive week. So you'd expect to see him only get more and more involved in the offense going forward. That's all I have for you this week. Check in 3 weeks when we'll take a look at a couple more guys.
And there you go. That's just a snapshot of some of the things that our analytics guy, Michael Nelson, is looking at each week that he gets to put numbers into his database, or as I call it, just a goofy Excel spreadsheet. But either way you want to look at it, just remember that numbers don't lie. Your league mates do.